Chris is on drugs.
Hey there, how you doing?
Hello, folks.
Hope everyone's getting through these tumultuous times.
There's folks out there and they're trapped at home.
Oh yeah, those poor folks, they can't go anywhere, you know? They just
no.
What do? You gotta stay at home.
Well, you can look out the window.
Oh, you sure? You can look out the window. You can maybe take a nice little stroll around the old neighborhood as long as you do it by yourself, you know.
Yeah, you gotta keep a 6 foot distance. You know, I've been thinking somebody's gotta invent like a hula hoop type fucking thing that you can like wear around your waist or some shit to get people to fuck off and keep like 6 feet away from you.
Are you saying for this potential device?
Yeah.
You want to actually be hula hooping? Because
no, I'm terrible at hula hooping.
You're just like, no. Yeah, stay away from me.
Yeah, get out, get the fuck out.
Yeah, maybe it could just be like a hula hoop.
Just no, yeah, like something like a belt or something that you wear that just kind of like keeps like a radius around you. So I don't know, it just gives you like a little bubble or something.
Please tell me you haven't been wearing have you worn a mask anywhere in public?
Yeah, it's well, just the last couple of days.
I don't know why I feel like stupid doing that, but then when I don't wear one, everyone looks at me like I'm stupid, so I don't know.
Well, a lot of places you have to do it now. I usually wear gloves too when I go out. I'll just put on like some latex gloves.
Really?
Yeah.
You probably look like a pervert doing that.
Yeah, but I got the mask on so nobody can see who I am anyway.
It's like, who the fuck is this guy? Do you wear a hat? You should wear a hat too, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm going in full disguise. I'm getting tired of washing my hands. You know what I mean? Like, you wash your hands a certain amount of times throughout the day, they end up getting dry, chapped. Is that the right terminology for dry hands? Can hands get chapped?
No, I don't think so.
Dude, that used to happen to me when I was a kid. When I was like younger, I grew up in Massachusetts, cold as fuck. But I remember like every winter, my knuckles would get all like fucking chapped up. They'd get like, I mean, they'd start to like crack and bleed, like the skin on my knuckles. They'd get all like, you get all hard and I don't know.
I think that's more of a chafe, not a chap. You know, like when something chafes. You ever heard that expression?
No, because it's not like it's rubbing up against something. It's my knuckles. What the fuck am I rubbing my knuckles up against? I'm just through, you know, just like the cold air.
Speaking of chafing, have you ever gone for a run and had your nipples chafe because of the
yes. chafe? Ooh. Yeah. Isn't that weird? It's like almost.
It only happens with a certain type of fabric. Like,
yeah.
I have this one sweatshirt that I cannot wear when I run because like.
Is that it?
Yeah.
See, I never run. I guess it's the fabric. You think the temperature ever has anything to do with it?
Well, I only feel it. I've only ever experienced it like indoors, like when running on a treadmill, wearing this one particular sweatshirt, and I'm always like, Jesus, like. Because I heard of people saying that, and I never felt it before, but then I felt that a couple of times in the past, like, year, and I was like, God damn, that does suck.
Oh, imagine if you were, like, real sensitive, and you would just get that, like, I guess you'd have to run shirtless. And then, then you look like an asshole. So, you know what, the next time that you see somebody running shirtless, and you think, hey, that guy's an asshole, maybe he's got nipple issues.
Have you ever seen the episode of The Office where Andy... his nipples hurt like when he runs?
I guess I've probably seen it, but it's been a while.
Oh, it's so funny, dude. By the end his nipples are like bleeding like crazy.
Oh wait, did we even say what we're doing this on?
No, we didn't. You might want to go ahead and say that.
Yeah, so this is on diphenhydramine, which is the active ingredient in Benadryl.
Now, you guys are probably thinking, You know, like, that's kind of a weird drug to be discussing. But frankly,
it is.
Yeah, it is kind of, it's kind of an obscure one, but frankly, there is, there's a lot of reports of people taking it to produce a hallucinogenic effect. I've done it myself personally, so we figured it might be kind of a cool one to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've never done it myself. You know, it's not known for producing the most pleasant experience. Would you agree with that, Joe?
Yeah, my experience was very unpleasant. Strong, but unpleasant.
Yeah, so, like, okay, let's go through. I mean, yeah, I'm on a ROID, so most of the information I'm pulling today is coming from there, so shout out to a ROID. But just, like, the effects, you know, because obviously you're not going to get this from, like, normal Benadryl. This is, like, somebody's, like, abusing it, taking a shitload. Like, let's see. Like, a threshold recreational dose of diphenhydramine is, like, 10 milligrams, right? Whereas, like, a common dose, oh, shit. A common dose is like 150 to 300 milligrams. Damn, that's a pretty big variation there.
So basically, it's like what, like 20 times the recommended, like, normal dose, something like that? I'm not great at math.
No, no, you're not. Well, let's see. Okay, so here, you know, that's interesting. Here it's saying, so apparently, just like the regular diphenhydramine pills are like 25 milligrams. So that's interesting that Aroid is saying that. Okay, so it's saying like a threshold is 10 milligrams. Like, you know that probably what they're saying there is, like, you know how, like, it can make you sleepy? Like, if sometimes. Yeah. Take a Benadryl to get sleep. It's not uncommon. Which is interesting. You know, I remember my, as a kid, like, my parents would do that sometimes. If I was really having trouble sleeping, they'd, like, here, take a Benadryl.
Yeah. Something
to, like, get me to pass out. Did your parents ever do that?
No, we gave some to, my old dog. It's kind of fucked up. We gave some to my old dog, like, right before we put him down. To, like, make him kind of drowsy when we took him to the vet. That was dark.
Huh.
It did make him more chill. Like, it just kind of made him, like, a little, you know, look a little more tired and, like, yeah, not. But, so I think it definitely has, like, I don't think it has, like, an effect that, like, keeps you asleep. It just has an effect that makes you drowsy, that makes you want to fall asleep, you know? So I'm not sure if it's, like, really that effective for staying asleep. You know, I don't think, like, people would use it for, like, a sleep drug all the time, but maybe, like, once in a blue moon just to make you drowsy, or your kids or something, you know, if your kids are sick. I've heard of parents doing that. Like, if their kids are sick, they'll give them, like, a little bit of a Benadryl to make them sleep.
Yeah, so even, like, in the children's Benadryl tablets, like the chewables, they're 12.5 milligrams, which is, yeah, technically a threshold dose, above threshold dose. But yeah, so then, like, common, like I said, is, like, between 150 to 300, which, you know, at that point, you're taking quite a few of them. Yeah, it's, like, 10 Benadryls is, like, a common dose, and then strong is 250 to 500. So I guess, yeah, 10 is, like, common, getting into strong territory. Do you remember how many you took?
Probably, like, I don't remember what the strength of the pills were. They were, like, these little pink pills, probably, like, 14 to 18 of them.
Okay, so they were the little pink pills, and, like, they weren't the kids' ones, right?
No, they were, like, the adult ones.
They were the adult ones, okay, so.
Probably anywhere from 15 to 20 of them. I don't know.
Okay, so that should be okay. So you're in the ballpark, at least common to strong, because the adult ones are, yeah, like I said, 25 milligrams pop. So that puts you at least 250 if you think you took at least 10.
Oh yeah, I think it was more like 15 or 20 of them, really.
Okay, so then potentially upwards of 400 or 500. So that's, yeah, getting into the strong or heavy dose. So, I mean, according to the textbook here on Arrowood, like the positive effects that one might experience from this is like increased awareness and appreciation of music, dreamlike experiences, muscle relaxation. Neutral effects include visual distortions, auditory hallucinations, and sound distortions, unusual thoughts and speech, delirious confusion, flushed skin. There was like a little space. I was like, flush head skin. Flush skin. Micro sleep or nodding. So people nod at higher doses. Some of the negative effects include sensitivity to sunlight. That's interesting. Loss of coordination, dry mouth, blurred vision, difficulty focusing eyes, which can last up to 24 hours. Confusion and disorientation, dizziness, drowsiness, muscle cramps, nausea and vomiting at higher doses, temporary erectile dysfunction,
The condition
nervousness.
is the condition known as hot dog fingers.
What?
I was just saying that'd be a funny side effect if it said you'll get the condition known as hot dog fingers.
I don't get it.
Like your fingers will look fat. It's just a fucking weird side effect. Saying
And
like those
then
commercials are so funny because they always have like, stop taking Truvada if your ass starts bleeding for several days. It's like, yeah, no shit.
then the last two of the negative effects are nervousness and difficulty differentiating hallucinations from reality.
Does it say anything about difficulty breathing for negative? Because I experienced that was like the worst part of my experience was that it wasn't like hard to breathe, but it hurt. I remember it like kind of it was like it was either hurting to breathe or it was like kind of hard to breathe at one point.
That's weird. Well, I guess, okay, I guess just kind of starting from the top, like tell us about your experience with it. So you took, I don't know, 10 or 15 of them, somewhere in the neighborhood of 250 to 500 milligrams.
Yeah, this was years ago when I was like in fucking middle school. We were just such idiots back then, always, like looking for different shit to get high off of. I mean, for God's sakes, I over remember that time me and that dude overdosed on caffeine pills because we all
Yeah.
thought if we took a bunch of caffeine pills that it would be like speed, but no, it turns out it just almost kills you. But yeah, so this is like around that time, and I took I had some Benadryl. I took like I said, about probably 15 of the pills. And the first thing I remember happening was I was upstairs like on my computer, and my brother lived there at the time. And the first thing that happened was like an auditory hallucination. I was just sitting there looking at the computer, and I heard clear as day, I heard my brother say, "Joe," like kind of pissed off, like, "Joe." And I turned around, I was like, "What?" Nobody there. Like I said, "What?" out loud, and I looked back, and there was nobody there.
Huh.
And then I was like, oh, that's weird. And that's like, yeah, because auditory hallucination, not that stuff actually gives you like crystal clear. This was like a crystal clear auditory hallucination. And I was like, well,
Yeah, that's rare. That is rare.
yeah,
I mean,
I was like,
yeah.
that's kind of weird. So then I, and like I said, this was so long ago, I only remember like certain things about this trip. Another thing I remember would be once I was like really in this, like, it puts you in this like really delirious state. Where like it's almost like a dream, like you're just like you don't know what the fuck's going on really. And I remember being in the bathroom, I had to take a shit or something. And like I remember when I like my bathroom, my downstairs bathroom is small. It's like a little square. But like I remember looking at the door, like when I was done going to the bathroom, I like looked at the door of the bathroom, and it looked like a hallway. Like it looked like my bathroom was like 30 feet long. Like really long, and I stood up and I actually smacked my head on the door because like I thought it was like a really long hallway, but it wasn't. It was just my normal bathroom. So I smacked my head on the door and I was like, "Ow, what the fuck?" And then from there, I remember like for a couple hours, I just like laid on my bed and like watched my bed. Like my bed was like moving in this weird ass way. Like there were like these little I don't know what you call them, I guess little like dots and shit like in your vision that were just kind of jumping around on the bed kind of in a cool way. So I would like kind of get distracted staring at those for a while. But at that point, I was at a pretty shitty part in the trip because it was like really hurting to breathe. I remember I was like laying there on my, that was why I was laying on the bed, because it was like, it hurt to breathe. And so I was like staying in this one position where it like didn't hurt that much. And I just remember like basically staying there and like staring at my bed kind of like in this weird delirious state. But that's pretty much all I remember about it. There weren't like, the hallucinogens are nothing like acid or mushrooms or any typical psychedelic drug. It's more of like, it distorts everything. I think that's why my bathroom looked like that, because it was like, it just distorts everything like fuck. And then you're also really confused. So, yeah, I wouldn't like say it's a great time.
Not something you'd want to take before a party?
Nah, it was like, yeah, because you know, like obviously if it had been cool, I probably would have like told you about it and we would have like done it all the time, you know, but it was like, it wasn't cool. Bizarre, definitely bizarre.
I'm sorry, did you say if you had any like nausea or anything like that, or like other than the breathing, like any,
That's the only discomfort I remember, is like being like kind of concerned about my breathing. Like, not like I was forgetting to breathe or something. Like, you know, sometimes on opiates you'll like forget to breathe. It wasn't like that. It was more like it just fucking, it hurt. Like it was something fucky was going on with my lungs. But maybe that was just me. I don't know if like, you know, it's weird that you didn't, it sounds like you didn't read about that on Aroid, but I wonder if anyone else has experienced that.
Let me see. You know, I'm also looking at Tripsit, because I don't know, they've also got some good info. I mean, here it mentions muscle cramps. Do you think maybe that could have been, or like heart palpitations? Maybe your heart was.
Maybe that was it. Yeah.
Yeah. Increased heart rate. So like, would you do it again?
No, definitely not. It's
how, like, how much? Let me ask you this: how much would somebody have to pay you to do it again, like tonight?
Not too much. Maybe. Well, it would kind of just like ruin the night.
$100.
No, not $100. It would take 500 for me to be motivated.
You do for $100, yeah, shit to do tonight. I mean, it's in quarantine. Still,
I'd rather better just, to you. I'd rather not have the $100 than like feel like that all night. Maybe 300. I think 300 would be
250. 250. Come on, somebody's got 250 bucks. They're waving it in your face.
My bigger concern would probably be this person who, for some reason, take
Benadryl. Yeah, they want to hang out too. Like, you got to take enough to where you're gonna like pass out at some point.
Yeah,
they
hang out. Yeah, it wouldn't be worth it then. No, but it's not as bad as like, okay, like I would rather do that tonight than like, I'd probably rather do that than salvia or like Robitussin. Well, maybe not Robitussin. Yeah, probably, because Robitussin lasts a little longer. There are certain things.
Actually, that you know what? That's interesting. There was something I didn't know about Robitussin, is that apparently like the stuff that's in Delsim is. Well, okay, this is all per the Reddit communities, but at least the first thing I'm about to say is pretty well documented. Everything else after that is kind of hearsay. Not only is it well documented, this is what it's designed for, but apparently the DXM in Delsim is like a Polystrex, so it's not as strong as the DXM in Robitussin, but it lasts longer.
Oh, that's weird.
And the DXM and Robitussin, I think it's hydrobromide, doesn't last as long, and it's actually considered it seems by most people to be the more recreational of the two, more dissociative.
Yeah, that's weird. Oh, did I tell you the other day? Yeah, dude, I did a piece of or I just did like one hit off of a nitrous thing the other day, and just like I took a dab and then I just took one little like inhale, like a of a balloon, and I held it in for a while.
From a whipped cream thing, or do you...
No, from an actual one. And I was just like, just a little hit, there's like, and dude, like, I forgot. Not only did I forget who I was, like, I forgot what I was for a second. Like, have you ever had that happen where you just like totally lose it with?
Oh yeah.
You're just like, what the fuck am I right now? That's a weird feeling. I've been getting that when I stand up too fast too. I've noticed like if I'm stoned and I stand up too fast, I'll get like a nitrous high almost. Sometimes a really intense one where I'm like, fuck, I need to sit down, like almost fall over.
Well, I'm telling you, you're fucking up, but you gotta do the nitrous with some acid.
Oh, I'm going to. I'm gonna take acid in a couple, not this week, but next week, I think. Because, you know, we're still in this quarantine. I'm all bored. So I'll probably take some next week.
It is fucking boring.
But I read this. I just found this cool thing on Reddit about, you know, it's one of these posts that got, like, one of those, like, golden awards or whatever. So I'm pretty sure it's, like, legit. A lot of people have commented on it. Well, anyways, it sounds like some good information for, like, if you are going to take this Benadryl stuff. And one cool thing he put, he just said, things to watch out for. Do not bother messing with this drug if you have any of the following. He says glaucoma, any cardiac or heart problems, memory problems, or allergies to the drug, unfamiliar places, if you're easily scared around people who will be concerned about your safety but should not know about your drug use, or if you're seeking a fun recreational time or to do something to make up for your lack of usual drugs. He says those are all the reasons not to do it. And then he says...
Wait, for what? For what drug?
For Benadryl.
Oh, okay.
Like he says, if you're seeking like a fun recreational time, like this is not
that's not it.
Yeah, but yeah, and he said, okay. Here's one more thing. Yeah, you will see because one of the hallucinations that's really common on like these type of deliriums is like seeing spiders. I didn't have that happen to me on Benadryl, but I've had that happen to me like from being. Have you ever hallucinated from being too sick? Like when you just have a high fever.
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, dude, that's a fucked up feeling. I've only been sick enough to have that happen once, but my like I had two different hallucinations. One was like I was laying in my bed, and one was like I was being pulled by my ankle by something, just like pulled for like a really long time. And then the other one was like I looked down at I had a PlayStation 2 at the time, and I looked down at the controller. And it just turned into a little spider. Like, it didn't turn into it, but, like, it just, like, you know what a PlayStation 2 controller looks like? And it kind of started walking like a spider, and it made this little noise. It was like, meh, and it, like, tried to, like, walk, it, like, tried to walk up at me really quick, and I got all freaked out. So I think that might be, like, what they're talking about when you feel like a spider. But here's the thing. Here's the thing I think he was talking about. It says body, or that I was talking about. Body will feel like a stone. This isn't anything like the RoboWalk. It's like being drunk in the middle of a nightmare and every step hurts beyond belief. I think that kind of maybe was what I was feeling when I wanted to just lay there because it kind of hurt to move around, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't sound pleasant.
No, but there's a lot of stuff on Reddit about it.
So. Yeah, I mean, no, there's a lot of people doing it. Well, it's...
Oh, this sounds fucked. This guy says the thing I remember most from my 125 milligram trip is the most terrible restless leg syndrome I have ever had in my life, combined with an unbearable urge to fall asleep. Now, that's a terrible feeling. I've gotten restless. I used to get that actually just naturally. Like I would notice maybe I wasn't working out enough at the time or something, but that is a horrible feeling, restless leg syndrome. Like when you're trying to sleep. And your fucking legs just feel restless. Like, I know that sounds minor, but that's a really shitty feeling.
Yeah, I feel like I've kind of had, I don't know, I've never had it naturally. I feel like I've kind of had that on acid, where I'll be, like, sitting still, but I just keep, you know, fucking around my legs. Like, my legs just get real, you know, like, I want to move them around. But I don't know if it's the same thing.
A lot of people are saying the same thing on here. So this guy says, seriously, Benadryl is one of the only drugs I would never do again. A lot of people seem to feel that way.
Well, and then let's see. I mean, just to get some harm reduction out there, and this I'm getting off the wiki on TripSit. For one, that it contains like many, a lot of the oral diphenhydramine preparations contain analgesics and like acetaminophen, and those can fuck up your liver in higher doses. So there's ways to extract the DPH with cold water. So that's kind of recommended if you're going to do this. Don't combine large recreational doses of it with other depressant drugs like benzos, DXM, alcohol, or opiates. That said, smaller doses are relatively safe, and they can cut down on some of the itching, just no more than like 50 milligrams. Higher doses can induce delirium, making people unpredictable and possibly dangerous, especially if they're in public. Obviously, you're not going to want to drive or operate any heavy machinery here. If taking any high doses, it's a good idea to have a trip sitter for this one, especially if you're new to it, and higher doses have led to seizures.
Yeah, honestly, this sounds like one that really, you know, in my opinion, if you want to take my opinion, leave well enough alone on this one.
You know, I don't want to shit on it too much, though, because it does have a pretty high LD50, at least in rats. It's like 500 milligrams per kilogram. I don't know if it would be lower than that with people.
What does that mean? What does that mean,
LD? There's not really a lot of like health information. I mean,
wait, what did you mean by LD50?
So an LD50 is like the dose where like 50% of a population would die.
Oh, okay.
So if you got 10, if you got 10 rats, half of them are going to die if you give them 50 milligrams or 500 milligrams per kilogram. Sorry.
Okay.
It's just kind of like a measure of how lethal something is. Like LSD. LSD has a impressively low LD50, for example, for like how potent it is. Let me see if I can find it. So yeah, apparently, well, I don't know. I'm not finding anything accurate, but yeah, the point is, DPH has a relatively low LD50, at least in rats. So
that means it has like a low potential of killing you.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's safe, especially if it's causing seizures. You know, it might not kill you, but if you have a seizure, that's pretty fucked.
Yeah.
So, doesn't seem like there's a lot of info on it, really. Actually, which is surprising. It seems like
I don't know. To me, this just seems like the counter. Yeah, it seems like one of those things people will turn to, you know, kind of like how I did, out of boredom or out of not having something else. And I'm just not sure what you can gain from this experience. I mean, I guess there's argument to be made that there's something to be gained from every experience, but
some people just want a distraction.
Yeah, that's true.
Too, at the end of the day,
it would be weird if there was somebody out there who was like really into it, that like that was like their main thing, you know. I wonder if
there's someone for sure.
But because that class of, you know, something that puts you into like a delirium, like, you know, I think it is a deliriant. Like, I think that's the class of drug it is, right?
Yeah.
So, that's a weird class of drugs, you know? It's not like a hypnotic. It's not like an opiate. It's, like, guaranteed to put you in this delirious state, basically.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Probably not one that I'll ever do.
Yeah. Is there anything that that you've been considering doing in the next few weeks, maybe? Like some Molly or some acid or anything? Or are you kind of taking a chill pill at this point?
Yeah, I'm kind of taking it easy.
Yeah, I feel like this would be a weird time to take Molly.
Oh, you know what I was thinking this morning? I think it would be a really weird time to take DMT.
Yeah, they might show you something about like all this shit.
Not even just that, but more like, okay, like I was thinking about it just this morning. Like, I think part of what's important about DMT, at least for like your sanity, is just be like being able to get back to like regular life after the experience. I mean, you know, maybe chill for a week, like take it easy, think things over, you know, but like at some point, I think it's good to kind of get back to back into the swing of things, like get back to your routine, like, because I don't know, it can be pretty earth-shattering.
Well, yeah, it would be a really weird time to do it because I don't know, there's just so much weirdness going on. Like, have you heard all this
Well,
stuff
just
about
couldn't you just couldn't you just imagine like a group of people like having like a bunch of DMT and they're all quarantined together just doing DMT every day? You probably start to get some pretty fucking weird ideas. Like they're all holed up together, you know what I mean? They've got no contact with the outside world to kind of like level them out a little bit. So
I mean,
just
yeah, that doesn't sound like a good idea, but I
Well,
mean.
that's what I'm saying. I'm sure there's some, because people are bored. You know, they can't go out. That's what everybody, you know, I keep seeing that all over the internet. If you can't go out, go in. Like referring to go into your mind. But like most psychedelics, like acid mushrooms, you're gonna have like a 2 week downtime, right? Like you build up a tolerance really quickly. Whereas like with DMT or ayahuasca, people often take ayahuasca in ceremonies. They'll do it like 3 nights in a row.
Yeah, I just feel like, yeah, that would probably make you. I don't know. I don't know if that would be. I just don't know. DMT. Well, first of all, DMT is one of those things that we both know these entities don't want you going back there that often. So if you tried to do that, they'd probably get pissed at you at some point.
Maybe. Well, I don't, you know, most of what I've experienced and heard from that has been from smoking it though. So it might be different if somebody's drinking it. And like, don't know, think about it. Like, okay, the last time that anything like this happened, like a quarantine from a pandemic, was in 1918. All right, so like nobody knew what the fuck DMT was, and the people who did were likely unaffected by the pandemic. I could be totally ignorant saying that, but I'm gonna guess these pretty like isolated communities, especially, you know, 100 years ago. So anyway, the point that I'm making though is that, you know, back then people didn't have DMT sitting around the house. Now, people do. It's like there's a lot of I mean, everybody knows about it. It's, you know, it's become pretty, it's spoken about pretty frequently, at least in American culture and media and whatnot. I don't know. I imagine there's a lot of people tripping balls on ayahuasca.
Maybe you should put your theory to a test here and just lock yourself in the house for the next few days. And well, first of all, I guess you'd have to find some ayahuasca.
Some, yeah, if anyone wants to send me some ayahuasca,
Yeah.
come drop some off.
No, but what I was gonna say is I heard this weird thing today about like how, 'cause for a while with this whole like fucking shutdown thing, you know, we've been saying it doesn't matter the effects to the economy because, you know, human life is more valuable than that. But what's fucked up is like we are getting to a point where we are going to have to decide how much a human life is worth. Basically, we are going to have to decide that because the economy like could eat, you know, like do you like the economy could come crashing down here. Like so many people are losing. There's a lot of people losing their businesses right now. There's a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of shit going on, but like we'll figure it out. You know, I think it's one thing when you have like a localized area, like if one town gets totally fucked, nobody cares. If one country gets totally fucked, nobody cares. You know, like if just things don't go their way, the chips fall the wrong way, and they lose everything, then nobody cares. But how is that going to happen on a global scale? You know, how's everybody going to lose everything? You know, like we're just going to have to restructure and come up with a plan so that people can get through.
I know, but I'm talking about just America, because if America gets to shit and somebody rises above as like the new world superpower, basically, that's not going to be good. You know, China could do that.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to get too political here.
That's not political. That's what's going on. So it's not political at all.
It's just hard to say. I mean, China's getting hit hard, too. You know, it's not like...
I think they're coming around.
That's what they say. But they've started to, like, loosen up the restrictions, and things have gotten worse. But anyway, we're getting way off topic from DPH here. Let's see, do we have anything else to say about that?
No, I don't think so. I think you just should do. I think you shouldn't do it. Probably.
Is that where we're gonna leave it?
Yeah, don't do that one.
All right. Well, let's end with that. So guests. We're always looking for guests. If you have any good stories, please reach out to us on our Instagram. What the fuck is our email again? ondrugspodcast@gmail.com. Reach out to us at ondrugspodcast@gmail.com or on our Instagram at ondrugs_podcasts. So that's just on drugs, all one word, _podcast. Reach out to us either way. Give us a follow if you haven't already. Yeah, you know, other than that, stay safe out there.
Yeah, but yeah, we do need some guests. So if you have an interesting story about really any substance, send it to us and we'll evaluate it and see what's up. But yeah, we're definitely looking for some guests right now. So thank you guys for listening. And yes, we will be back with you soon, as it were.